All right, ladies and gentlemen, time now for trivia on WCHL. I'm Rod Stetson. He's Freddie Kiger.
I am.
You are. There's no question.
Thank you very much, and I hope everything is well in your household on Timberline Court.
Yeah, it is. How about you on
Park Place?
Park Place, yeah.
It's all good.
I started to say Patterson Place. Boy,
that was a long time
Freudian
ago.
Freudian slip.
Wow. Patterson Place before.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one stretch where I lived in 9 different places.
Uh-huh. You just couldn't.
And including 2 nights in my car.
You were like Clarence.
I didn't have any place to go.
Clarence Frogman Henry.
Oh, man.
Ain't got no home.
Yeah.
You're just
I spent 2 nights in my schoolroom.
You were just a lonely frog.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was...
You know, seriously? You lived in your car?
2 nights?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Because in September one year when I was living over not far from you guys, over on Black Cherry.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. My housemate came in September after, of course, all the students had come back into town.
Yeah.
And informed me that he was getting married in 2 weeks and that he kind of needed the house to be empty by the end of September. So I'm like, ouch.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you know when I got a place?
I don't know.
Middle of December.
Wow.
So I had no place to live.
Wow.
So I had a lot of very good friends who let me crash. Like on Monday night, I'd be at a certain place. On Tuesday night, I'd be at a certain place. But a couple of times that schedule fell through. So
yeah.
Chapel Hill High School, room 219 was my home for 2 nights, my car for at least 1 night.
Well, you know, you were young back then. You could do that kind of stuff. We did some crazy stuff.
Makes for a great story down the road.
I pretty much lived in my car for a while, too. My old Corvair.
Oh, baby. Ralph Nader.
I mean, engine in the back and trunk in the front.
Yep.
I had my whole world in there,
oh,
man.
Oh, baby.
So,
as long as you had your... Did you have 8-track in there?
I had 8-track. I had a whole bunch of records in the trunk.
That's not good.
I had some jeans, but I kept them wrapped up in clothes.
Okay, good.
I had some jeans and some basketball shoes and some T-shirts, and that's pretty much it. I didn't have much of anything else. A few toiletries and stuff, but that was it. So, anyway, that's another story. That would take too long to tell that. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got a home now.
And, we both do. I have a good place, and we got good people to be with. And today we're talking about airports.
Okay. 45 degrees in the airport because everybody lives there.
No, it was kind of like
that. Cares. Yeah, whatever.
45 degrees. Oh, that's right. Al Sleet.
Hey, this is Al Sleet. Hippy dippy weatherman. 45
who cares
what
the temperature is at the airport? Because who
lives
there?
At the airport?
Yeah.
All right, if we have Raleigh-Durham Airport as our airport.
Yeah.
Liverpool's airport has John Lennon Airport.
Yeah.
And Rome, Leonardo da Vinci Airport.
Uh-huh.
Then what U.S. city has Louis Armstrong International Airport?
That's an easy one for me.
I know it is.
I got that.
All right, Raleigh-Durham, we got an airport here. Liverpool has John Lennon Airport. Leonardo da Vinci's airport is in Rome.
Uh-huh.
What U.S. city is served by Louis Armstrong International Airport?
And if you've ever been there, you know the answer to this question.
That's correct.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Chapel Hill Training. It's 67% off, a $120 value for 5 boot camp sessions available today for only $40. With today's offer, you can get 5 boot camp fitness sessions at Chapel Hill Training on Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. Boot camp sessions combine total body exercises with cardio spurts to provide you with a comprehensive circuit training workout. It's over half off from Chapel Hill Training, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
You're talking about old Satchmo. You're talking about Louis Armstrong International Airport.
Dolly, this is Louis. Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. Yeah.
You're looking swell.
New Orleans. N-O-L-A, NOLA.
Yeah, N-A-W-L-I-N-S.
New Orleans, Louisiana, ladies and gentlemen.
That would be the city, and it was named for the famous jazz musician in 2001.
I've been there a few times myself, and, you know, that Louis Armstrong is a very prominent name down there.
Well, as he should be.
Yeah, and I've even got a picture on my phone. I'll show it to you when we get off the air here of a statue of Louis Armstrong in a park down there in New Orleans.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holding his trumpet.
You've seen that too?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and another prominent name down there, in addition to Louis Armstrong, is Fats Domino.
Yeah.
It's pretty big. Dr. John's pretty big
down
there.
Yeah. Well, there's a bunch of
whole bunch of musicians.
Who are the brothers?
The Neville Brothers.
Yes.
Neville Brothers, yep. There, you know.
You can't go down there without bumping into just some remarkable acts on the street.
Yeah, I know, man. I love it. That's why I love it so much, because at any given time, you can be walking through the quarter.
Yep.
Here's a parade.
Yep.
You know, people walking down.
Go out into Jackson Square, and there's
Dixieland
a band
music.
On the quarter, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And it never ceases to excite me when I'm down there. You know, it's just awesome. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Throw me your beads.
We could name a lot of other artists, too.
Hey, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, you too.